The news surrounding the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election can at times seem overwhelming. User data harvested from Facebook, indictments, hirings, and firings. To help break it all down, Asha Rangappa has been visiting Wyoming this week, giving talks in Jackson and Laramie about the investigation, social media, and democracy. The former FBI special agent and current CNN contributor spoke with me as part of our series I Respectfully Disagree, and started off our conversation detailing how Russia found a weakness in American discourse.
In general, what I want to do is explain how Russia interfered in our election, but mostly to highlight that what they took advantage of was a pre-existing vulnerability in our American society, not something that they created, something we created, which is a huge political divide that has essentially created a tribal mentality that really leaves us at risk for being exploited in these ways, but also weakens our social fabric and threatens our democracy. And Facebook really exacerbates it, because what Facebook does is it allows us to create and self-curate our own circles and our own bubbles. And one of the things that I want to do is use social theory to explain how this is bad for us as a society. It's called social capital theory, and it talks about two different ways that we build relationships with other people. We do it through bonding, which means that we can find people who are like us, and we can do it through bridging, which is finding people who are unlike us. And both are really important for different reasons. But bridging is especially important because bridging is what creates trust across different groups. And that's kind of what holds society together. Right now, what Facebook is doing is facilitating and accelerating bonding at the expense of bridging. When that happens, you create exclusive societies, factionalism, mistrust, and an unwillingness to listen and really reach across groups to create connections.
There's been a lot of anger at Facebook recently, especially in light of the Cambridge Analytica leak, the information that got out, and lots of people calling to delete Facebook, to boycott Facebook. Do you think that would be a good thing for discourse and for civility in the United States?
It could be. I mean, in some ways, social media is taking place. It is becoming a substitute for actual human interaction. So I do think that to some degree, lessening our reliance on social media to be able to connect with other people might be a good thing. You know, social media has really good benefits. It can connect people around, say, political issues and mobilize people. We saw this in Arab Spring, for example. The Parkland students are able to kind of raise awareness for an issue across the country. But, you know, what I think Facebook's challenge is to realize that it's not a neutral platform and that it can amplify some voices at the expense of others, and that they need to be more proactive about promoting shared values like, you know, tolerance and respect and empathy. And I think the challenge for them is to figure out how to do that.
In the course of the Russia investigation into these allegations that they were meddling in the 2016 presidential election, there's been a lot of back and forth on whether or not Russia actually did, from certain people saying, well, of course they didn't, or of course they did. Were you surprised at the reaction of some people to discount the FBI's findings in this matter?
Yes, especially since it's not just the FBI. So this was a unanimous assessment that came out in January of 2017 by the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA that Russia interfered in our election on a number of fronts. And it's important to remember that these agencies do different things, and frankly, they don't always agree. So it's actually very significant that they all came together to establish that this happened. And, you know, at this point, it's pretty uncontestable. You know, we know that they hacked into the Democratic Party's email servers, and probably even some the Republican Party's email servers. We know that they've intruded into state voting machines. We don't know whether they actually changed any votes, but that's still alarming. We know that there's now an investigation into whether they may have illegally funneled campaign funds. And we know from an indictment that was brought in federal court that they were engaged in social media disinformation campaigns. So I think the facts speak for themselves.
The Russia investigation has certainly been politicized in a number of ways. Do you have any hope that this investigation and the political spectrum that we're seeing right now can move past that polarization?
Yes, it's really unfortunate that it has become so politicized, because I think we need to remember that there are two different investigations going on here. One is the counterintelligence investigation, which is what Russia did and how they did it and how it impacted our, you know, national security and internal affairs in our election. And then there's the criminal component, which is, did anybody break any laws when that happened? And I think we've become so fixated on the criminal aspect, what charges are coming, who's going to go to jail, who's going to plead guilty, that we're missing the bigger picture, which is, regardless of party, regardless of who is charged or goes to jail, we should all be concerned that a foreign government, an adversary of the United States, interfered with and tried to, you know, manipulate, whether they succeeded or not, in the fundamental building block of our democracy.
Asha Rangappa is a CNN contributor and a former FBI agent. Asha, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.